Rav Volba, in his Sefer on Chumash, has a fascinating aura. When we look at the place where the Dibur B'Kadosh Baruch Hu is taking place, and the place that Rashi brings in his Parsha, is it over from above the Mizbeach, or from the above the Kaparis? He says, if we want to look at what's happening over here, looking at that, the idea of the Oren, or the Mizbeach, the whole the idea of the Gila B'Kadosh Baruch Hu is that the Baruch Hu is Megala himself, is really the wrong way to say it. He doesn't make this connection, but there's a beautiful thought from the Balatanya. He says the Baruch Hu did not really create the world Yesh Me'ayin, which is the way we think about it usually. There was nothing, and the Baruch Hu created something out of it. But the reality is the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the true Yesh. He is the one which really is existence. He always existed. So there was no creation there. He created a world which in many ways blocks his presence and does not allow us to see him. So he created an ayin out of the yesh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and instead we have the ayin, we have the nothingness which the Bereshit allowed to exist in the Bria. So what the Bereshit really did was he created a blockage that we don't see him. Rather than creating reality, he created a way to be mitzamsim, to limit himself, as it were, that he's not so visible, and therefore we can seem to exist independent of him and believe we have our own existence, etc. And that's the true process of creation. This is referred to as simsum. So what a Kadosh Baruch Hu does is, in a place in the Bria where he wants himself to be known, he just takes away the blockage. And so instead of being blocked there, the Baruch Hu is visible. So the Baruch Hu does not have to create being visible. He takes away that which is blocking the visibility, and he's automatically visible. In the human being world, the greatest thing which blocks the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the opposite of humility, is gaiva. Nefesh HaChaim sees that the gaiva is the via voice of tumah. This is the source of all of the problems. And therefore, shuhis batlus to Kadosh Baruch Hu, shuha nova, shuhis batlus to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Nachnu ma, anochi ofer ve'efer, anochi talas v'le'ish," Lashonos we have from Avraham Avinu, David HaMelech, takes away the blockage, and you see a Kadosh Baruch Hu in their being. When you look at a tzaddik, look at a Talmud Chacham, look at a Gadol, and you see Kedusha is because he's removed some of the impediments which is blocking. He's been mevatel himself to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to Bereshit Torah, etc. So the place of Hisbatlus, what we were discussing over here in the Mishkan, what was the place of the Hisbatlus? Was the place of Hisbatlus the Mizbeach? That was the greatest Hisbatlus, and therefore the Bereshit was most visible there, because there was where you brought the Karbonus, which is the human being makriv, vicariously being makriv himself, and being mevatel himself, and being mishtachav to Kadosh Baruch Hu, lowering himself to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore that is the proper and appropriate place for the Shekhinah to be most visible. The Kaparis is the Oren, which Chazal said the Oren did not to take up any place. It was a whole metzias of nothing else but the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It had no cheshivas of its own at all. So that would be the proper, appropriate place. One is the Kadosh Baruch Hu creating that lack of blockage in a certain sense. And one is the human being creating, through the process of the Karbonus, creating that. So the Machlokes seems to be which one is the proper place to do that. But the bottom line is that, and the more we remove this impediment and see ourselves as of significance and chashivas, and focus on ourselves, the more we remove that, the greater the Baruch Hu is Miskala in our lives and in our beings. Have a good Shabbos.